If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's episode is all about great British problems. Speaking specifically about football hooligans. So I'm going to give you a bit of a history lesson about football hooligans in Great Britain. But before I do that, if you'd like to read along while you listen, then you'll find the full transcript of today's episode over on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. So you can join right now to get access to that, as well as a video tutorial which accompanies today's episode. And it's all about expressions which are followed by a verb in the gerund form. So if you're interested in getting access to that bonus content, then visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. Okay, on to today's topic and the vocabulary, the keywords. So these are words that I'll be using that you might not be familiar with. So if you want to write these down, get yourself a piece of paper and a pen now. I'm just going to give you the words and then at the end we'll take a look back at what they mean and how I use them. And we begin with a noun, hooligan. What is a hooligan? Next, a verb, gather. G-A-T-H-E-R, gather. Next, a noun, manslaughter. Manslaughter. Let me spell that. M-A-N-S-L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R. Manslaughter. Next, an adjective. Rowdy. R-O-W-D-Y. Rowdy. The next word, I'm going to tell you what it means, because you probably won't know it. So the word is Mancunian. And it means a person from the city of Manchester. They're called Mancunians. Next, a question. Why bother? Why bother? And finally, an adjective, fierce. F-I-E-R-C-E, fierce. So listen very carefully for those words and see if you can understand them based on the context. And we'll come back to them all at the end. It's a problem which has improved in recent years, but in the 1960s, 70s and 80s, organised groups of football hooligans turned football matches into violent, dangerous experiences. Fans of rival teams gathered to fight each other, riots occurred after European matches, and black players were racially abused. In 1985, English clubs were banned from European competitions for 5 years, following the Heysel Stadium disaster. 39 people, mainly Italians and Juventus fans, tragically lost their lives when there was a confrontation between Juventus and Liverpool fans in a neutral section of the stadium. 14 Liverpool fans were found guilty of manslaughter and sentenced to 6 years imprisonment. Thankfully, in the 90s, there was a significant reduction in football hooliganism and the reputation of British supporters abroad improved. I started going to football matches in the mid-90s, and generally my experience has been okay, but I have to admit feeling a bit worried from time to time. A few years ago, I went to a game between my team, Tottenham, and Manchester City at Wembley Stadium. Unfortunately, on our way out of the stadium, we found ourselves in the middle of the visiting supporters, hundreds of drunk, rowdy Mancunians. In that moment, you just stay quiet and hope you'll get out of the situation without facing any problems. On another occasion, I stupidly booked tickets right next to the away support when I had trouble getting them in a better part of the stadium. We were separated by only a few seats and the security in yellow jackets. Tottenham lost to London rivals West Ham, and when they scored the winning goal, the fans were shouting all sorts of abusive remarks towards us. It wasn't fun to be there on that day. So if football isn't fun to go to, why bother? It's a fantastic sport because of rivalries and passionate fans. Unfortunately, often it goes too far. When your team wins against your fierce rivals, it's one of the best feelings in the world. But if you go to a match and fear for your safety, it's not worth it. Well, not to me. Do you ever go to football matches? Is it a safe place to go? Okay. So a few things for you to think about there, especially if you're a sports fan, and the idea of keeping sport in that intense way. So you don't want to lose that intensity, but you also don't want to keep that element of violence which exists so much in football. Now, let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. Did you hear them and understand them? So the first word was hooligan. So groups of football hooligans turned football matches into violent, dangerous experiences. So a hooligan is a violent young troublemaker. So generally we use this word to talk about violent football fans. Next, gather. Fans of rival teams gathered to fight each other. To gather means to come together, to assemble in a group. Next, manslaughter. 14 Liverpool fans were found guilty of manslaughter. So manslaughter is the crime of killing someone when they didn't intend to do it. Okay, next, rowdy. So I spoke about hundreds of drunk, rowdy Mancunians surrounding us. So as I said, Mancunians are people from Manchester, and rowdy means noisy and disorderly. Okay, the next word, why bother? I said, if football isn't fun to go to, why bother? So we use this when we want to suggest there's no point in doing something. And finally, fierce. When your team wins against your fierce rivals, it's one of the best feelings in the world. Fierce means with a passionate intensity. So there is an intense rivalry. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.